You see food photo. I love eating so much, you know. Well, it's more actually to, I mean, I love eating food. The two relationships, I mean, first of all, food is, I think, very similar to music because depends on the person. Everybody has different taste. And some people likes this and some people doesn't like that very much. And also depends on your mood, depends on your condition, depends on where you are in life. The music you want to listen changes, and so as food. So I think it's very similar. And another reason why I love food is because I travel so much, as you can see. And I'm here for just one night, right? And when you come like in the afternoon and leave the next day like 7:30 in the morning, only thing you can feel the city like the, as a memory is a performance and food, you know. So it's very important for me to really feel and experience the town, and I try to eat local food if I can, you know. And the promoter always try to take me to the local restaurant, then I can eat, you know, like the local cuisine, and then I remember, you know, even stronger of the town, and that's why I really put a lot of importance. Okay. I have no idea. You should ask the question to the, I think it's a manufacturing problem. I don't know. I had the idea, the concept of this album already in like 2017. Reason being, I met Hadrian Ferrad, Adrian Ferrad, on bass. In 2016, he did a couple of trio dates that I was doing back then, and I felt very strong musical chemistry with him, so I wanted to pursue it more. So I thought, okay, I want to do, you know, I want to do some more music with him. Then, but I had like a couple of projects already in plan. So in 2020, I finally thought, okay, I'm going to do this project. Then pandemic hit, so it got rain check. And so I had to wait till, you know, the world opens again. So it's like, for me, like, it waited a long time for it to really blossom. And finally, I just feel like, finally, I'm ready to take this new adventure with a new band, and I mean, there are many dimensions, you know. I think any single person is multidimensional, you know.
Yeah.
It's all about where you want to see. So, I mean, for certain projects, maybe I'm showing more of this side, and for this project, maybe I'm showing more of that side, but it's all me, you know. I grew up listening to many different genres of music, and it's all me. But always core that really needed to the music, the two things, piano and improvisation. These two elements are very, very important to my music. And just everything else follows. It's beautiful to take an adventure in your life and just go for it, you know. If you find something, I think the curiosity is a key to everything, you know, when you want to pursue something. And for example, like, children are so curious, they are always like looking for new thing, and then they just get it like every day, and you know, they learn. And if you want to learn, then you know, just have to go for it, you know, like. And I just really feel grateful that, you know, I have this new adventure that I'm very curious about, and I want to take it, and I'm just feel like I'm on a great journey with this new band right now. You know, I mean, when I write music or when I make music, I don't really think like, okay, I'm like in the front or background. I'm just listening to the sound of the music, like more overall sound. So I just, you know, it's like depends on the timing, you know, like in the song, that, you know, sometimes you just you don't need to go too much to the front, and it's a bit, you know, like playing with a band is like a football.
Okay.
You know, the ultimate goal is score with you know, or the band together. So as long as we can score, I'm happy to assist. I don't have to score all the time, as long as the music is good, you know. Well, Chick, I mean, he was like a gigantic library, you know, his amount of knowledge and expression and everything was just so huge, you know, it was just so, it was working with him, playing with him was like every minute of learning experience. And the Majamol, you know, just how he is as a person. And, you know, there is one quote that I really love from him is that, you know, what's your favorite performance that you've ever done? And he said, it's my next one. And that's, you know, how I want to be, you know. And he's always, till the final day of his life, he was always looking ahead, always looking for something new. And, pushing like new landscape, and that's really inspiring. No? If we bought a record and come to see me,
yeah.
Well, it's an improvisational music, and it's different every day, and that's what I love about. And it's like life, you know. You can plan things, you know. You can plan to go to same office every day. But the route is never same every day, you know. Maybe some days are windy, some days are raining, some days maybe bus is late, and there is always a story. So, you know, even if I'm playing the same song, it's always a different journey. And because we love taking risks, so we always try to take different journey. So, you know, that's a beautiful part of it, and that's actually the most biggest fun that I have. So I love, like, my band surprises me in the, you know, in the song. So we kind of keep surprising each other, and hopefully good surprises. Yeah. And so I'm looking forward to it every show as much as audience is looking forward to. Mm-hmm.